The cat slipped the gold fob watch out of his waistcoat, flicked open the cover, and stared at the dial. The cat had replaced the conventional numbers with a series of symbols. Right now, it was 6:20. Or to put it another way, 4:45. He snapped the watch closed and tugged the bell pull by his side. Instead of 10 half-naked oiled Valkyries charging through with silver platters piled high with every kind of fish imaginable, absolutely nothing happened. He jerked the bell pull once more, and again, absolutely nothing happened. This was serious. He went over to the wall, opened the dumbwaiter hatch, climbed in, and shimmied down the rope to the kitchens. Crichton, as usual, was in the kitchens, mopping the cat's huge black-and-white checked stone floor.
"I've nearly finished. Just a few more minutes, and then we really must get back to reality."
"Where are the Valkyries?"
"They were sick and tired of bowing to your every whim and desire. They formed the Valkyrie Sex Slave Liberation Movement and left for the mainland."
The cat wrinkled his nose.
"What's that smell?"
He flung open a leaded window and looked down.
"The moat's curdled. It's never done that before. What's going on here?"
Perhaps she can explain that. The cat and Crichton turned to see Lister standing under the expansive arch of the kitchen's doors with a peroxide blonde in fishnet stockings, 8-inch stilettos, and a huge army trench coat.
"He's right," she said. "It's my fault, all of it."
"What are we going to do?"
"We're going to do what we should have done a long time ago. We're getting out of here. We're going back to reality."